Hello, this is Joe Tomlin for Fringe Review, and I'm talking to two puppeteers, but they're more than that. So please introduce yourself and tell us what you do in the show.
My name is Ralph McCubbin-Howe, and I'm the writer and performer of Troll and one half of a company called Trick of the Light.
And my name's Hannah Smith, and I'm the other half of Trick of the Light, and I operate the show and design and also do a lot of little things that are required to make it work.
So please tell us about the show.
So the show, it tells the story of a 12-year-old kid growing up in the 90s in the dial-up days of the internet. And he's sort of struggling to find his groove and has recently been uprooted from his old school and old home. And he pulls a 1,000-year-old Icelandic troll out of the wall.
And how did you compose the music or the sound for this?
We worked with a composer from New Zealand whose name is Taneup John Beetson, and so he's written the music for a lot of work that we've made, and he's a regular collaborator of ours.
Okay. Now on to the shadow puppetry, because basically that is the root technique, but you've taken it further, quite far. Please explain some of the innovations and the things that people might expect to see that are beyond the traditional shadow puppetry.
So we're doing a few things here. We're interested in this idea of memory in the digital age, so of the fact that now everything's on a Facebook timeline and is all there on the internet. And so we wanted to tell a story where we were building the world out of digital devices, you know, the kind of things that we have lying around our house and on our desk. And so we're using these digital devices, but then rather than using them so much for their digital properties, we're using them for their physical properties. So to begin with, we started doing a lot of lighting with a smartphone torch, and then we found that we could do great shadow puppetry. They have really great lights for that. So we use that to transform objects onto the desk into the landscapes that are being described. And then we also do shadow puppetry where we're using projectors. So we're using a little Pico projector, but actually picking up the projector and moving it over objects, so it's interacting with the physical space.
Now, you play the character, and you narrate as well, and you manipulate devices. How is it doing all those things at the same time?
Keeps me very busy. I mean, I enjoy it because the narration allows me to have a connection with the audience, like a direct one-on-one connection. And then with the physical stuff, it's sort of operating in two different gears at the same time, so I'm able to tell the story through another means.
Also, you have some of the objects are rather small that are projected. Would you tell us about the objects that you include in the shadows?
Sure. So there's a whole bunch of digital stuff, keyboards and iPhone cables, but then we've also got some little Lego minifigs, which might be the sort that a 12-year-old kid would have in the 90s. And we're using them in projection, so we're able to scale them up quite significantly from what they are.
Now, there's also animations, short animated sequences. How did you come up with those?
They've really changed a lot over the process. When we first made the show, it was much simpler and much shorter. We made it at the foot of our staircase in a flat in Wellington, New Zealand. And we made it all ourselves. We didn't have collaborators at that time for this project. So the animations were me and Hannah mucking about on PowerPoint, and they were quite lo-fi.
The first time we made the show, we used overhead projector transparency. Oh, yeah. So it was all, I just drew along landscapes and then we rolled them along the OHP. And then the second iteration of the show, we used PowerPoint, so they were still images. And we found a lot of photographs, and then we, Ralph fiddled with them in Photoshop to make them, pair them back to the kind of colour and to a pixelation that we liked. And then in this last iteration, we've brought on a projection designer, so he has sort of put together from content that we have made, he put together some movie files which we use.
So now you do all the technology, or not all, I should say, you do a lot of it during the show, and how do you coordinate the timing? Because it's split-second timing, isn't it?
Lots and lots of practice. It is a really cue heavy show, and particularly the version you saw today, because it was an audio captioned version, which we do on occasion so that the show can be accessible for hearing impaired or if English isn't your first language, and that adds an extra 2,000 cues to the cue list, and so it's always a stressful day on a captions day. But basically the answer is lots and lots of practice and fiddling with the programming and the timing, and so every moment has to be perfectly timed.
We've worked with our composer and with our lighting designer as well, so although there's a lot of stuff happening and a lot, you know, there are thousands of cues, they're both clever guys, and so they've allowed moments where Hannah's responding to me, so it's not like we're sticking to a rigid beat or anything throughout the show. So it is responsive design whilst being a complex design.
And you use interesting basic materials for your puppets or objects. Could you describe some of the things that you use either in general or in this show?
I suppose it's building upon The Bookbinder, which is a show, a solo show that we brought here a couple of years ago, which was all about books and bookbinding. And for that show, we were using the objects that we had in the desk. So a lot of paper and scissors and things that were about the house. And then we kind of thought, when we were thinking about making this show, there's a lot of objects that we left out that we interact with a lot. So our phones and keyboards and screens, and we wanted to challenge ourselves, I suppose, to use those in transformative ways.
When you enter the show, there's a lot of technology, but it's all small. It's all very small scale. How did you come up with, which devices and which, I'll say, cables, etc., to use?
A lot of trial and error. So the show's changed a lot over its lifetime. We've been working on and off for 2 years. And so to begin with, as Hannah mentioned, it was all much more lo-fi, OHP projectors and some different props on the table. And then we just make discoveries by playing with things. So, today I found there was a different way of pointing the projector that made a whole shadow puppetry sequence work in this space. And it's just getting really familiar with the objects and seeing what they can do.
Wow. So do you have ideas for a new show bubbling in your head?
Yeah, we always try and keep a couple of steps ahead. So we've got a couple of new concepts that we're going to be workshopping towards the end of the year, and then hopefully be back at Fringe with them next year.
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's lovely to meet you.